Oh my god, that was terrifying. Okay, anyway, welcome back to today's podcast session. Today our special features include men and women from the Salem Witch Trials. We're gonna see how their lives were affected by the young girls accusing all of them. All right, let's get to it. Talk about some death.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, might as well start off with the culprit of the group, Abigail Williams. Let's give her a hand. Okay, thank you, Abigail, for coming on the show. Let's
get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it. All right, first question. How are you doing? How are you doing?
I sleep very few nights now as the devil haunts my dreams.
Oh my goodness.
He's there every waking moment as they send out their spirit.
Yeah, man, sleep's important, especially at this early age, growing. Hey, so let's
cognitive
get to
cognitive development.
Yeah. Let's get down to
the juicy stuff.
Yeah, why did you decide to flee?
Why did I decide
all
to flee?
Yeah. You left Salem after
all the horrendous things going on, the devil sending out his spirits, corrupting the good people of Salem. How could I not?
Exactly, but you were kind of
backed into a corner.
No, yeah, all eyes are kind of on you at this moment. Yeah, but you said you did kind of leave, but you stole
Reverend Parrish's money.
Oh, we got you that. You stole money. Yeah, man. This is you. I'm just asking. You stole the money.
Are you sure you didn't flee to avoid confrontation?
It's not a flee to avoid confrontation.
Or to avoid the fact that you're responsible for the 12 deaths of innocent people?
Who says they were innocent?
Literally.
Every single one of them was rightfully tried by that court. One by one, they did their crime and they paid their time.
So, what motivated you to accuse the people of the colony?
Caused me to accuse the crimes they committed.
What crimes?
What crimes? There was Elizabeth Proctor. She put a needle straight through a poppet, and on that very day, I bled right before the judge. There was Mary Warren, who sent her spirit in the form of a bird and terrorized me and the others in court right there and then, sending chills down to the very core of our spines.
Thanks.
All right, that's a lot, man. Anyway, yes. Is that all the time we have, or do we have more time for...
What is your relationship with John Proctor?
Well, John Proctor, he's the love of my life, you see. No one can understand the bond between us. None of you will ever understand. That cursed Elizabeth Proctor, they don't belong together. And I'll do anything I can to get rid of her and handle this.
Is that why?
It's kind of all the evidence we need.
You drank.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Is that why you drank a potion to try to kill Elizabeth? During that night in the woods?
Tell us about the night in the woods.
Ooh.
The night in the woods. We were dancing around the fire, I'll admit, but we were doing no such thing as witchcraft.
That's not what Reverend Parrish said. He said that he saw you guys
naked.
Yeah, you know.
Drinking blood.
That sounds like some witchy stuff going on. Naked and drinking blood and witch chants and stuff.
Did you not see Betty fall to her knees as she suffered from the witchcraft?
So you admit that there was witchcraft?
I admit that there was witchcraft, but none of it was performed by us. They send out their spirits and terrorize
who's
us,
that?
Good
who's
sir.
That? Yeah, who's that?
Goody Osborne, she sends out the devil in the night. Roman.
Well, who's Roman? Roaming, as in...
Goody Osborne can't be the only person,
right?
Considering you accused 12 other people.
Of course, they have all been working in cahoots with the devil.
All of them?
Of course, why would I say otherwise?
That's true. Why would you say otherwise?
Interesting.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's all the time. Thank you, Abigail, for coming on the show. We got a lot of good questions answered. Thank you. Let's give one more round of applause.
My truth will be heard.
Yes, yes it will. All right. Thank you very much, Abigail. Okay, anyway, welcome back. Welcome back. Let's get our next guest here in the studio. Is she here yet? She's here. She's here. Let's bring her in, Elizabeth Proctor. Elizabeth. Here, you can... No, the other... Sit down. Okay. There you go. Put on the headset. Okay. Let's get right down to it. Let's talk about... What should we talk about? Let's talk about your husband. Let's talk about your husband, John Proctor. How do you feel about him confessing to getting into some mischief, we'll say, with Abigail?
I honestly believe he confessed to lechery in order to protect me and to obviously destroy Abigail's apparent good name in the colony. The people needed to hear the truth that she isn't as good and holy as they say, as she seems.
So you think Abigail is not telling the truth? You don't think you?
No.
Wait. So you think Abigail is a liar? To your side?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
It's cool, I guess.
I mean.
Hey, that's yeah. Anyway,
I'll keep
next
that
question.
One free.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anyway, all of these are going to be crossed out. Why do you think Abigail made these accusations against you, saying that you have been doing some bad stuff?
Witchcraft
and such. Yeah, yeah.
She makes accusations against me because she wants to be with John. She knows fully that when she accuses me and when I say no, that I didn't do witchcraft, she knows that the court will think I'm lying, which means I would get hanged because I apparently wasn't telling the truth. And that's what she wants. She wants me dead so she can have John Proctor all to herself.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah. That seems pretty
intense.
Yeah, insane, might I say.
So, yeah, they sent you to prison.
Yeah.
They didn't. How was your time in prison?
It was pretty awful.
How's the food? What are they?
I don't even know if you'd consider it as food. They basically starved me, and if they did give me food, I refused to eat it.
Oh, wow. That's
such determination.
They starved you.
What was your biggest heartbreak while in prison?
There's many of them, but probably my main one would be not being able to see my kids. They didn't deserve to see me getting taken away like that under false pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell museum?
We have any other questions?
Nah, I think that's good. I think thank you very much
for
coming.
Wait.
Yeah.
You
got another question?
What do you think's gonna happen in the future?
What's your outlook?
On my future or just the future in general for all of us?
Let's start with your future.
Future?
Let's start with the whole...
I think what he means is like...
Of Salem.
Do you think Abigail's going to get away with it?
Oh, yeah. She basically already has. Everyone in the colony believes what she's saying, which, you know, since they sent 12 people to get hanged, even though they told the truth, but
Abigail has everyone wrapped around her finger.
Exactly.
Do you believe you and your husband will get out of this sticky situation?
That is a good question. I think we will, even though throughout everything that we've been through, I like to think that our relationship is strong enough.
Well, that.
Yep.
You've heard it here.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's give her one more round of applause. Elizabeth Proctor, everybody. Alright, let's bring in John Proctor.
Final guest.
Let's make it a quick one. I gotta go home to my kids. Okay, so John, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Let's
I should get right into it.
Let's get right down to John's cues over here.
Why did you decide to stay after giving an offer to live with Elizabeth for another year?
Well, that's
It was a tough decision, but I really respect my friendship with my colleagues, and seeing them suffer with their wives in prison really hurt, knowing Elizabeth was with them too, and just her getting off wasn't enough. So
you're a good man, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wanted to stick by them, so hopefully that they can get their wives free too.
How admirable. Okay. Next question. What is your relationship with Abigail Williams?
I've made some mistakes in my past, but currently...
Explain the mistakes. You gotta hear these juicy mistakes.
You don't have to if you don't want to. It's too sensitive.
We'll keep it on the down low, but... Definitely regret some stuff I did in my past, but currently I don't talk to Abigail. She wants my wife dead, and...
Mm-hmm. Don't we?
No.
Wait.
I hope she gets better. She's definitely mentally not in the right headspace.
Interesting.
Well, anyway, thank you. Thank you very much to everyone who came in today, especially you, John. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much. All right, bye.